All right, very excited to be joined by our next guest. We roll on here on Fighters Fury. Saul Rodriguez is joining us here. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
I just saw you recently on social media. You got to meet. You said one of your favorite fighters was James Toney. And what was he saying to you? Was he not believing your age? What the hell was going on in that clip?
Yeah, he didn't believe my age. And then I was telling him my record and my knockouts. And he was like, dang, he's like, this kid, he looks like he's 16 years old. He's 26 and he has 17 knockouts. He was just amazed. Just him treating me like that, he was pretty cool, and I was happy just because I really do watch his highlights, and I was telling him that I watch his highlights, and that I look up to him, and I try to pick up things from him, and he was happy to meet me too.
Boxing is a rabbit hole, these days. It's always fun on YouTube. Like, you fall down the wormhole seeing people's highlights and stuff like that. Is there who are some of your favorite guys, like, if on the YouTube playlist for you of guys you like to go to and just see them work?
I like Julio Cesar Chavez, Tito Trinidad, Mike Tyson, James Toney, Pernell Whitaker, Guillermo Rigondeaux is also one of my favorites. I like knockouts, but I also like defensive type fighters too.
But you're a power puncher, man. Like, you go in there and you inflict damage. So is that one of those things where do you feel like you have that covered on you because you know how to do that and you just want to better yourself? Or are you just fascinated by, you know, making yourself more well-rounded? Why do you think that is, that you like watching the defensive guys?
I like watching the defensive guys. Something like James Toney, he was defensive, but he also got knockouts. So that's what I like. I like to see the art of boxing, but I like to see them inflict, pain on somebody. I want to see blood and I want to see knockouts, like the entertainment part. I'm still a fan of boxing. Even though I box, I'm a fan of boxing. I like watching boxing. So whenever I fight, I want to be entertaining and have people that are not boxing fans like to watch boxing. Because when they go, they want to see entertainment. They want to see blood. They want to see somebody get knocked out. And that's what I like to see. I don't really like to watch distance fights. I want to see.
It's one of those things where they're like, oh, this guy comes for action and he's going to bring in a lot of things that we want to see. And it's one of those things too, like, people are conscious of it, you know, like if we're talking about the Deontay Wilder knockout, and it was everywhere, and it just is what it is. People like seeing, you know, guys get flatlined out there on the canvas. It does make you more pleasing to the fans. Is that something you're conscious of? I mean, it's not something you ever have a problem with because you do put away a lot of your opponents, but you realize, like, that is the thing that is attractive in the sport.
Yeah, I always know, even when you win by decision, people congratulate you, but it's not the same congratulations than when you win by knockout. When you win by decision, they're like, oh, congratulations. But if you win by knockout, they're like, oh, man, that was crazy. That was good. It feels like it's more satisfying always to win by knockout. So it's always good to get some rounds in, and it's a good experience, but it's always more satisfying to myself to win by knockout, to finish the job right.
Plus, you don't have to, in that case, you don't have to do these crazy judges either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes we're all watching this. We're like, well, what is? You've. I don't think you've been in that position. You're undefeated. You have a draw on your record.
Yeah, a draw. Yeah, but no. It was a headbutt. My opponent got about. Yeah, so it was the second round. So they can't judge a fight if they don't pass the fourth round. So it was a technical draw.
So if we're trying to talk as far as what you want to get done, you're much more active now. You've been, you know, getting some more reps in the ring, which is great to see you in action more. Is that something you want to keep up? You want to keep up that kind of a pace this year? How much do you see yourself being in the ring this year?
Hopefully, I already fought one time this year. I'm going to fight one more. And I'm going to fight June 28th. I want to fight hopefully September. If possible, September, and then hopefully one more by the end of the year. So hopefully two more.
So you're looking to get a four fight year in.
Yeah,
huh?
Hopefully. Yeah, that's what I'm looking. That's what I'm looking for.
Is that just a feeling? Like, do you feel like you're making up because you did have a little of a layoff there? Like, do you always want to be that active, or do you feel like I have to be because you have some catch up to do?
Kind of, I have catch up to do, but I mean, I'm willing to sacrifice my time right now. My whole life is dedicated to boxing, so. I'm just staying in the gym. I don't plan on doing nothing else other than just training. And right when I'm done fighting, I want to be back in the gym and just focusing on my craft and getting ready for the next one.
What are the things in the gym right now you're proudest that you're picking up, that you're learning the most?
Just my defense and footwork. That's mainly what we've been working on the most.
And it's a thing where you feel like there's been a lot of growth over the last couple of months. Like that's
That's what we've been focusing on, because the power yoga is going to be there, but just to develop into the next level type, like a fighters, like world championship level, I need to better like what I have, my weaknesses, which I feel sometimes could be my defense, because I try to focus so much on offense, so I'm trying to better my defense and my footwork, which is also defense.
Is it one of those things with the sport of boxing, there's a lot of things that can be out of your hands because, you know, you're trying to go up rankings and you're trying to find the right matchups and all that stuff and timing. When you sit back as a fan of the sport, like you said you are, do you see and envision yourself with the tops amongst the sport and feel like, I can get that guy? That guy who's on in the main event, I feel like I see things that I can do to take that guy out. Is that something you envision a lot?
Yeah, of course. Just being a fighter myself. Just being a fighter, I see myself beating and knocking out champions in my weight class. That's why I do this, and I feel like I'm one of the best, and I want to prove that I'm the best. So that's why I want to fight the best fighters out there to show that I'm one of the best fighters out there.
Well, so we appreciate the time, man. We're looking forward to your next one. It sounds like we're gonna have a busy year watching you, which is gonna be pretty outstanding. Thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.